Welcome back to the Finsiders. Hope everybody's doing well on this Monday evening. Greg Likens here alongside John Kajemi, Sam Madison, Tristan Jones in the Metro PCS Comment Center. We have a special guest in studio. We're pleased to be joined by Brooke from the Miami Dolphins cheerleading squad. Brooke, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Appreciate you joining us here in studio. And so, first, I got to congratulate you. You made the team again, so you're entering your second season on the cheerleading squad. How does that feel?
It's amazing. It's so great to be back for a second year. It's just so exciting. Can't wait for the season.
What we were curious about, because we've been talking about this a little bit, is that, you know, second year, you obviously have the experience of going through the audition process the first time around. Any easier the second time around?
It's not really easier, but it's exciting to know what you're going to go through. And you don't really have an advantage, but it's nice to know what to expect.
And what goes into that? Just for everybody who's unclear of what you guys have to do in the audition process, what do you guys have to do to prepare and impress the people who are making the decision?
Well, you have weeks of training. You have about, this year was 1 week of training, and we learned new dances, and we practiced a lot, and you have to prepare your body and just go out there and show confidence and shine bright.
How's your labrum or your knee? Is it okay? I didn't know. I'm only kidding. We've had some bad news today on the show. Mike Pouncey, our center, was injured. He's gone under surgery. He's going to be out for a few months. Any injuries that the girls end up getting, you know, at the games, because you guys are out there for just about, you know, the entire time? Have any nicks and bumps and bruises do you guys suffer during the season?
Well, you kind of get that out of the way in training camp, and you know, girls do hurt themselves. It's kind of inevitable. But I think everyone gets that out of the way early, and then everyone's good throughout the season.
Well, you said you have that upper hand of being in your second year. You understand what goes on. But now the regular season comes. What is a routine for you guys? What type of shape, or what do you guys really get into to make sure that you're prepared for a game day?
Well, at practices, we just run things over and over again. We make sure our dances are perfect. We work out all the time to make sure our bodies are in top shape. We, you know, you have to, like, practice with your hair. You never know what your hair is going to do on game day, and your makeup. So it's kind of just preparing for the season and prepping for it so you know what to expect. And if you have any issues on game day, you know you're ready for it.
Brooke, now the players have some downtime now between all their camp from the OTAs and the off season to the real training camp. What are the cheerleading squad, when's their downtime? Is it now? When do you guys start to ramp up for the season?
We are actually fully in season right now. We started practices a few weeks ago, and we have been practicing nonstop. We're learning the dances and teaching the rookies everything they need to know, so we're ready for the season. So
it never stops.
Never stops.
Okay.
We are.
You're like
much
the Finsiders. We never stop.
You never stop.
We're always going.
The voice you hear there, Brooke from the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders, joining us here on the Finsiders. And Brooke, we know that one of the highlights of this offseason was the trip down to the Dominican Republic for the calendar photo shoot. What was that experience like?
Oh my gosh, the calendar photo shoot was amazing. I had never been out of the country before, so that was a big deal. Shooting in front of I've never really shot in front of a camera like that before, and oh my gosh, it was amazing. It's a dream come true, and I cannot wait to see the pictures. So,
Brooke, what was the most nervous part for you of being a Dolphin cheerleader? Is it game day? Is it going through the rehearsals, or going maybe out, you know, to the Dominican Republic, or maybe going out to do a community event with the players? What's the most nerve-wracking time for you guys?
You know, I don't really get nervous. I would have to say my most nerve-wracking, you know, time or part would be when I was behind the camera in the Dominican Republic. It was a little frightening, you know, having never done that before. But, you know, everything's really exciting and really fun, and you don't really get nervous.
All right, Brooke, so we mentioned that now you're entering your second year, and we've learned from a couple of your colleagues, shall we call you, some of the other cheerleaders who've been in here, that there are a lot of new, young cheerleaders on the squad this year. There's a big turnover on the squad. So do you find yourself imparting some wisdom, becoming more of a leader entering your second year?
Yes, actually I do. There are a few young ones on the team, and that's just it for me. I just can help them, you know, teach them what they need to know for everything and all the games, and just prepare them for what's ahead of them.
And if you look back at your first year as a Dolphins cheerleader, any moments that really stand out? I mean, we talked about the Dominican Republic trip, and you mentioned getting out of the country for the first time, but any other highlights for you over your first year?
Honestly, every single part of my first year was amazing. I would have to say one of the highlights of my first year would be stepping out on the field for the first time. It's really an amazing experience, and, you know, not everyone gets to experience that in life, so it was really cool.
Which was what the favorite uniform?
Which is my favorite uniform? Yeah. I like them both. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. I like this one. This one's nice.
Cool. That one's nice, and then I also thought it was cool that, you know, for Halloween you guys
Got
to change it up a little bit, too. Yeah.
I love that. It was so cool. Hopefully we get to do something like that again this year.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and, again, we're looking forward to the upcoming season. I'm sure you are. Brooke, really appreciate you joining us here on the Finsiders. Nice catching up with you, and have fun in the 2014 season.
Thank you for having
me. Thanks, Brooke.